Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Can I fix my credit ASAP? I got bad news for this one. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnered with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to talk about something that has been misunderstood so bad in the credit repair industry. So a lot of people think they can wait until the last minute before they start applying for a mortgage loan or a vehicle loan or any loan in general before they start checking their credit scores or start improving their credit scores. We get so many people who enroll into our service that's like, hey, we're trying to buy a home in 1 or 2 months. We need to see what you can do to improve our credit scores. You know, credit repair, the whole entire process is a month-to-month process. So trying to improve your credit scores the very first month, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to stress yourself out. So before we go into detail, we're going to look at this screenshot of this message that we just received on our website a few minutes ago. And this is not talking bad about the person who sent this message. This is just a public notice to anyone that's out there who think that they can apply for a home loan the same month that they have bad credit and think that any credit repair company out there can fix their credit within a few weeks or 1 week or 1 month or 2 months, whatever the case may be. This is just to inform and educate people on how the entire credit repair process works. So let's read this message here. So it says, good afternoon. I have a 506 credit score and my mortgage lender needs my scores to be 640 in order for me to get approved for a home. My apartment lease is over at the end of the month. Okay, so he or she stated that they are tired of renting. I can definitely understand that. With renting, you are paying more per month than you would for financing your own home. So let's continue reading here. So it says, I heard great news about y'all's company and would like to enroll to hopefully get approved for a home by next month. Okay. So again, so this customer or potential customer here have a 500 credit score and they're trying to raise their score 140 points within or by the end of the month. This is March 16th that I am recording this video and their lease is over at the end of this month, which is in 2 weeks exactly. So this person is trying to improve their credit scores by 140 points in 2 weeks. So now that we understand this person's situation, let's go over how people get bad credit and let's go over how the entire credit repair process works and how long this can take and when to start improving your credit scores to buy a home. So I did write down a few notes here just so I wouldn't forget what to go over in this episode here. So before we talk about how credit scores work in general, let's talk about how people get bad credit. So bad credit is caused by people not paying their bills on time. So this is usually caused from multiple 30-day late payments, which means somebody went 30 days without paying the bill and it finally reported to their credit report. That's 30 days that they had to pay the bill. So a lot of people have multiple 30-day late payments on their credit report. Therefore, their scores just keep going lower and lower and lower and lower. Okay. So the second thing that causes people to have bad credit is having collection accounts on their credit reports. This normally happens when somebody go, let's say 4, 6 months, maybe 1 year without paying their bills. And then that bank or that creditor send that account or send that balance to a debt collector. And now a debt collector is reporting this. So outside of that, it takes work to get bad credit. So most people who have bad credit, they have invested months or years into messing up or destroying their credit scores. So, you know, in my view, you can't mess up or destroy your credit scores for years and expect things to kind of go from a 500 to a 700 or a 650 within 1 month. It doesn't make sense. So at the same time, I can't really get mad at people or get confused at people as much as I want to. I can't really get confused or get mad with people when they think they can go from a 500 to a 700 credit score in 1 month. That's only because credit scores or credit in general is never a thing that we learn in school. So let's go back to growing up in elementary school, middle school, high school, college. We never talked about credit scores. So that's why there's so many misunderstandings when it comes to trying to improve their credit scores or trying to build their credit scores, is that no one was ever lectured this in school. So we can't always get mad at people for not knowing how credit works or how to improve their credit scores. So now that we talked about how people destroy their credit scores, let's talk about how the credit repair process actually works. So I also marked down a few details I want to go over in this episode. So the very first thing here, the credit bureaus only update once a month. That's because you pay your bills once a month, your car note, your home loan, your credit cards. You pay that bill once a month. Therefore, your credit scores only updates once a month. Okay, so even if we had superpowers and we can delete everything off of your credit score within 1 hour, that still wouldn't report until next month. So trying to improve your credit scores in under 1 month is kind of, I guess, impossible. A lot of people see these fake online ads on TV and they see all of these street signs on street corners. Hey, I can fix your credit in 24 hours. You know, that's just as bad as somebody seeing an ad on, you know, Facebook or Instagram that says, enter in your bank account and we guarantee we will pay you a free $2 million for being our lucky winner of seeing this post. You know, if you fall for that scam, you can fall for, you know, any other scam that's out there in the world. So it is impossible to fix your credit score in 1 month, you know, just by signing up for a credit repair service, you know. So a credit repair company, or service is a month-to-month service. So do not ever expect to enroll into a credit repair service and fix your credit in 1 month. It just doesn't work like that. Number two, when you or a credit repair company disputes something on your on your credit report that is negative, the credit bureaus must investigate for 30 days. So they have 30 days from the time that they receive the disputes. Now, disputes are usually mailed to the credit bureaus. So the post office can sometimes take a week to mail your disputes to the credit bureau. So from that week, you have 30 days for the credit bureaus to investigate in those negative accounts. So that can take 5 to 6 weeks alone just to get the results from the first month disputes that were sent out. So again, if you're trying to fix your credit in 1 month, 9 times out of 10, you're already putting yourself in a position to just stress yourself out, because nothing can happen the very first month of credit repair. Although some people get lucky because those debt collectors or creditors don't respond in time, or the account that's on there was really invalid or it has some incorrect information on there, then yes, by all means, especially identity theft, by all means, yes, it can definitely get deleted the very first month. Now, if you know for a fact you put something on your credit report, don't expect a credit repair company or yourself to fix it in 1 month, because it's not going to happen. So that's number two. Number three, we're going to talk about majority of the time, if something is truly incorrect on your credit report, what I just kind of briefly explained for number two is that if something is really incorrect, meaning somebody stole your identity and they open up a credit card in your name, 9 times out of 10, you can just call that bank that they open up an account in and just call that bank and say, hey, I didn't open up this account, show proof. They're going to verify your identity. And then if it's really caused by identity theft and you filed the police report, then yes, that bank must remove that information from your name. They must remove that account from the credit bureaus or from your credit report. So number three, if something is really not yours, yes, it is possible to get that fixed in 1 month. But anything outside of that, do not expect for your credit to get fixed in 1 month, because it just won't happen. Moving down to number four, if you are looking to purchase a home, you need to at least give yourself a 1 year head start. I preach this 24/7. The reason why I say 1 year, you're not just fixing your credit for 1 year, you're saving money for 1 year, you're paying off any loans that you have on your credit report, because loans pretty much raise your debt to income ratio to where you're approved for less than what you're maybe trying to get approved for. So you definitely want to pay off all small loans that you have, personal loans, used car loans, or anything like that, because that goes into your debt to income ratio. So we talked about fixing your credit scores, paying off loans. You want to pay off all credit card debts. And then you also want to give yourself time to kind of estimate where your monthly payments may be or how much you can afford. You need to determine what you can afford monthly before you apply for a home loan. That kind of gives you an idea what range you need to shop in. Yes, of course, the pre-qualification does that. A loan officer is going to tell you how much you're approved for, but 9 times out of 10, they approve you for up to 40% of your gross income. So they're going to max you out as much as possible to get you approved. So you know for yourself how much money you want to save every month. So that's why I say give yourself a year. Know how much money you have left over every month, and know how much money you have left over after you save some money, left over for just unexpected expenses. That's the monthly note range that you need to be in for a home before any loan officer tells you yourself how much you can afford with your own money. So definitely give yourself a year to kind of budget yourself out for a mortgage loan. Same thing applies for a vehicle loan. So outside of that, if you're not trying to buy a home and you're just trying to improve your credit scores in general, at least give yourself 6 to 8 months just to, you know, fix your credit scores. Again, things are a month-to-month process. 1 month, everything may get verified. And then maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 months in, one of those debt collectors or creditors may slip up and not even respond, or they become less motivated to verify those accounts that the credit bureaus are investigating for us. So If you are disputing things on your own, or if you hire a credit repair company to go more into detail with your disputes, do not give up, because I have seen in so many people's cases to where things were verified every single month, and then one random month, it finally fell off of their credit report because that debt collector just gave up. They just washed it away, and then it fell off of their credit report. So in this episode here, I'm pretty much explain everything on how people get bad credit, what to expect when trying to buy a home, what to expect when you have bad credit, and how to get good credit, how long that process can take. So if you have any questions or concerns on buying a home, we are partnered with many loan officers and realtors. So definitely reach out to us. We can refer you to the best professional in that industry just to consult with you. So you have any questions about a home, a vehicle, anything like that, reach out to us. We have the right professional for you. If you have any questions regarding your personal credit scores, you know, depending on if you're trying to build or rebuild, still reach out to us here at Sturgis Credit Repair. We can help you with the best and correct answer on building or repairing your credit score. So that is all for this episode. I hope this information really helped anyone out there that's trying to buy a home and, you know, maybe waiting for the last minute to start improving their credit scores or saving money. So if you have any questions after watching this episode or listening to this episode, definitely reach out to us at SturgisCreditRepair.com, or you can email us info@SturgisCreditRepair.com or call us at 225-243-9700. And that is all for this episode. Thank you for watching. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.